I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Attention. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Happy Freaky Friday, everybody. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us.
Bobby Bonilla Day? I guess it is kind of freaky.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Never you mind. Bobby Bonilla. Getting paid today, bro. Hey, the Jazz, of course, and the news of Rudy Gobert getting traded to the Timberwolves for four first-round draft picks and a host of names that include Malik Beasley, Pat Beverly, Jared Vanderbilt, Leandro Bolmaro, and Walker Kessler, who was this year's first-round 22nd overall pick in the NBA draft. Can't be overstated how big this day is. We had, we had Alema on, and he was talking about all this, and we put him in a bad spot because we were asking him to comment on something that isn't totally official yet. But at the same time, it's like, hey, man, I'm ready to move on, brother. I'm ready to get going here. Yeah, there are reports, but I'm ready to just put myself in that spot to just say, right, here we go. The Jazz are going to look totally different going forward. The question is, how different are they going to look? Is Rudy Gobert the only big name that's going to leave? Is Donovan Mitchell going to be on the trading block as well? A couple of things that I've been following throughout this afternoon is there are people that feel like Donovan Mitchell could still totally be part of a package that you could see put together this weekend, and that the Jazz would be indeed set for a full-on rebuild. I don't know how excited I am for that, because we're so impatient these days as fans.
But here's what – a couple things. First of all, I think what the Jazz didn't do during the draft should give you pause for excitement. They didn't do anything, right? And I think the sense is, oh man, the Jazz have to do something in the draft. The Jazz, you know, they can't have the same roster. They've got to figure out a way to trade and do whatever. And, you know, you heard Ryan Smith talk about, you know, yeah, the draft comes along and I get talked into buying a draft choice. Nothing happened. So you talk about having that patience, and Tim Lacombe mentioned about patience, and then you're like, okay, we probably all know something's going to happen, right? Rudy Gobert is probably going to get traded. And all of the teams that you thought he might go to, Atlanta, possibly the Bulls, other places, it didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, you know, it now happens. And so you see methodically, slowly, new coach gets put into place. The Royce O'Neal trade, getting a first-round draft choice for Royce O'Neal, you have to feel like that's a massive win for the Utah Jazz. So you also have someone who's done it before. And that's the thing I keep emphasizing and I keep believing in, and I do, is you have someone who knows how to do this. They're not just like, yeah, let's try this. You know, we don't know. We're just reacting. We're just doing whatever. We really don't know what we're doing. Danny Ainge knows what he's doing.
Right. Here's the thing.
He's not the only one. You know,
there's a lot of smart, really, really astute executives across the league out there. It's good to have Danny Ainge on the Jazz side, but it is also good too, because when big moves happen like that, I think we all just lean back on the fact that, okay, Danny Ainge has done this before. He's done this before. He's done this before. And everybody kind of, we tell ourselves that and go, at the very least, the long-term success of this Utah Jazz team is at top of the mind for this group of people who are making these decisions.
Well, this is a massive leap of faith. Like, at the beginning of our show, Scotty G is like, you're trading away a Hall of Famer. You're trading away one of the top players in the NBA.
Always hard.
That's a scary thing. That's a scary thing. And then all of a sudden you go, well, look what you got. You got ultimately five draft picks, first-round draft picks, unprotected draft picks for Rudy Gobert, plus a bevy and a Beverly of players, right? And that are good, you know, that could.
Think of that all day? You're like,
no,
I got something I want to say.
Come on.
I got something I want to say.
Come on, those things just. They just,
they just roll off your tongue?
This just happens.
There you go.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you start to see the magic, the boldness, the in-depth understanding of things that is Danny Ainge. And I just think we're seeing the tip of the iceberg here. And I think the impact of all of this clearly isn't going to be felt for years to come. But you have to believe, you have to be confident enough to know that something is going to happen, something significant. I said this earlier in our show, and I don't know that this is a bad strategy. I don't know that the Jazz actually try to have a good season. I mean, really, it's like the West is so deep and so competitive. The Jazz, I don't see them work. Who's left? You know, what player could they potentially get now that would actually make the Jazz go, oh, yeah, everything turned around and all the odds are on the Jazz being, you know, is it a LeBron James type of player? I don't see the Jazz doing that right now. And what if you had next year multiple first-round draft choices and one of those happens to be a lottery pick? That's not, and you're hoping to find that, you know, Luka Doncic kind of player that you probably are only going to get via the draft.
You've been harping on this a lot, and I think that
it's a strategy. I'm not saying I think
that everybody
knows.
Strategy. Okay, all the teams that are contenders right now, and frankly, a handful of teams that aren't even close to being contenders. They've even got superstars, right?
Right.
It's like, it almost is like, you know, Kevin Durant and that implosion of a Brooklyn Nets team was swept in the first round of the freaking NBA playoffs this year with one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world, in Kevin Durant, and a guy Kyrie Irving that, you know, he played only a third of the season
sparingly,
or whatever it was, but I mean, James Harden is on this squad, and they couldn't freaking figure it out. Those are three superstars on one roster that couldn't get it done. And the Jazz look at this and go, hey, man, we're going to blow this thing up at least to an extent of – because in my opinion, it is blown up. Not like totally, obviously, but when you take a massive pillar off of this team that has been a huge part of the success, and it scares the crud out of you. And I know a lot of people made a big deal out of it because of where he went. They're like, oh, even inside the division, whatever. The West is just an insanity right now. It's a wild place to be right now if you are in the NBA, because you could name 9 or 10 teams right now that you go, I don't think the Jazz are necessarily at that level. And I don't know if DeAndre Ayton even adds to that, and they could get him to be on this team with Donovan Mitchell, and you think to yourself, oh, now they're going to be a top five team
in
the
West. I think philosophically – the Jazz moving on from Rudy Gobert said that this type of center is not what we want. We don't want a rim protector. We can get a value player to do that. We can get a value player that will still give us 10, 12 rebounds a game and can block shots, but is a stretch five that can guard multiple positions, that we can be flexible enough in our style and in the makeup of our team that we can defend and we can guard any of these teams. Because you look at Golden State and you look at all these good teams, that's the direction that they're going. And the Jazz just weren't built that way.
There you go.
And so
it's, I don't know what's going to happen.
I think philosophically the Jazz are just changing the makeup and the design of their whole roster.
I got a little shout out to have happen right now on the program. You ready for this?
Sure.
It's Canada Day today.
Oh, happy Canada Day.
But that didn't stop our friend Zach Hicken, one of our former colleagues at KSL5 Television and Sports Beat, native Canadian.
Oh, I see. I didn't know Zach was Canadian.
Yeah, native Canadian. Got his American citizenship today on Canada Day in what I assume is a giant middle finger to the North. Now, he came here as an illegal immigrant from Canada years ago.
Illegal.
No, I don't. To finish high school, and then to go to school. Married a Utah woman and Zach Hicken. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah.
From illegal immigrant
from
Canada.
Yeah, but you don't give the finger to Canada.
No.
I've never met a Canadian.
Do they do that
nice
two-finger thing? Do they do that little – do they do
Canadians
the little...
are nice, Alex.
No, I know.
Why
but
would
that's
you
the point.
Give the finger to Canada?
It's America's hat.
Canada's given us Michael J. Fox.
What else?
It's given us
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh yeah, a lot of those comedians.
Right.
You got Mike Myers. Mike Myers.
Jim Carrey. Right.
Ryan Reynolds, believe it or not, is actually Canadian.
I believe it. Well, now Zach Hicken is no longer.
Who else?
Zach Hicken no longer a Canadian now. I guess I asked him.
Pamela Anderson.
I said to prove it. Right. That's, sure. That's what we all wanted.
No,
she's Canadian.
Yeah.
I asked Zach to burn his Canadian passport just to prove it. That he's really renounced Canada. I don't think he needed to go that far. Apparently, you can be a dual citizen and be fine with it. So there you go. Congratulations. 4th of July weekend, Zach Hicken, you're an American now. There you go, buddy. Taking the break here. Speaking of all that, the Frenchman is the one who is the center of all of our conversations today, Rudy Gobert. And as we keep going here, we got our
John
2 minute
Candy, deal. He's Canadian.
Scott's now looking up all just funniest
Eugene
people who are
Levy.
From Canada. Yes,
Eugene Levy.
Also.
Come on.
Also. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. 2 minute drill next right here. We are at the warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West. The Jazz, massive move today, trading Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll keep it going next. More to go on the 2 minute drill next right here, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.